3, 2, 1, open. The Sika Sound Sacro Fishery is now open. The Sika Sound Sacro.
At 1:40 p.m. Thursday, Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Management Biologist Dave Gordon announced the first opening of the Sitka Sound Herring Sacro Fishery. Gray skies and rain hang over the designated fishing ground a few miles east of downtown Sitka. Meanwhile, the fleet's 48 permit holders and their seine boats jockey for a position close to the beach, combing the waters for schools of spawning herring. Cannery tender vessels drift alongside out of the action but close enough to pull up when a set was made and pump fish into their holds before dashing to the canneries in Petersburg, Sitka, and Ketchikan. From there, the herring eggs will be sent to Japan and China to be processed into kazunoko, a high-end Japanese New Year delicacy. Gordon announced an expected harvest of 3,000 to 4,000 tons for Thursday's opening, but the department called a closure at 6:30 p.m. with only 1,500 tons caught. Some, like Icicle Cannery Tenderman, Dina Han, have been waiting in Sitka for an opening for 2 weeks now.
I'm pretty excited that we're actually doing some. It's good to leave the dock. I always get excited about that.
The opening didn't bring fish aboard the Icicle Tender of Fogneck, where Han works, but the slow afternoon gave her and her fellow deckhand, Jody Smythe, time for boat projects. They readjusted lines on deck, set up a counting system for future fish deliveries, installed new fire hydrants, and heated up chili and barbecue chicken for cold skiff drivers who stopped by the boat to warm up between test sampling trips. Smythe also took the extra moments to practice on his banjo. Aboard the Silver Bay tender Adirondack, Captain Alan Jacklett said his crew had a similarly mellow day.
Our day was good. Our seiner didn't do very well, but we just followed him around, and he tried three times to catch fish and didn't succeed.
In addition to the first opening's low harvest, Icicle's technician coordinator Jeff Poole said the quality of the roe sampled was on the lower end of what was acceptable to industry standards.
The quality's okay. Don't get me wrong. I think it's okay. It just could be better. It looked like to me we could have waited a little longer, but it's just hard for people to wait when we know historically we're getting pretty far into the normal time that we go fishing. You know, it's getting a little late. But Mother Nature, you know, she's doing what she's going to do. So, you know, and some years are different.
The department said it plans to send out 5 seine boats from the fleet to run test sets this morning to help decide whether there should be another opening today. Reporting in Sitka, this is Melody Kay.